New data bring another injection of good news for one of the world's top coronavirus vaccine makers. We're learning today that Pfizer's two-dose vaccine provides protection for at least 6 months and appears to be effective against the variant first discovered in South Africa. At the same time, a setback. Johnson & Johnson said a manufacturing mix-up has ruined 15 million doses of its vaccine. Let's check in with Dr. Lena Wen, professor of public health at George Washington University and an emergency room physician. She joins us on Skype. Dr. Wen, welcome back.
Great to join you. Thank you.
So Pfizer said today its vaccines are going to work for at least 6 months and protect against that South Africa variant. Are you encouraged?
Very much so. So there are two pieces of good data here. One is that the vaccine looks like it's protective for at least 6 months. I think that's important to emphasize. We're not saying that it's effective for only 6 months, but because these are new vaccines, it's hard to say exactly how long they're effective for. Most likely, they're effective for quite a bit longer than that, maybe even a couple of years. But at least we know that they're effective for that six-month period. Then you mentioned about the variant in South Africa, the B1351 variant. This Pfizer trial, part of it was also looking at what happened in South Africa, where that B1351 variant was dominant, and it showed that this vaccine is very efficacious in preventing infections there too. So good news all around.
Interesting. Now, you say it could work for a couple of years. We just don't know yet. But this new data do make me wonder, you know, whether or not we are going to be getting a COVID shot every year the way we do with seasonal flu. What do you think about that?
I think it's possible. I think it's possible that we may need to get booster shots that specifically target new developing variants, different strains that that may come up. It may also be that we need to get this as an annual or once every 2 year shot, which I know doesn't sound particularly pleasant, but I would say also that this is a once in a generation pandemic that has killed more than 500,000 people here in the US. And so if what it's going to take is for us to get regular shots, I think it's worth it in order to end this pandemic.
It has been a good week for Pfizer, I have to say. Yesterday, we learned its vaccine works on kids as young as 12 and works very well. Earlier this week, the CDC said real-world data show that Pfizer and Moderna's vaccines were up to 90% effective at preventing injections. But then on the other hand, there's Johnson & Johnson, millions of doses spoiled because of a manufacturing error. What happened and how out of the ordinary is a mistake like that?
Yeah, so I first want to emphasize that the Johnson & Johnson error that occurred does not affect any of the Johnson & Johnson vaccines that are currently in circulation here in the U.S. Those vaccines were actually manufactured in a plant in Europe, and so is not affected at all by the news that came out yesterday. I mean, I think this emphasizes why vaccine development is not straightforward. Vaccine manufacturing development is very complicated, and things could go wrong in that process. But this is the reason why we have a very strict regulatory process. And I think the American people should be reassured that the safeguards that need to be applied are working. And again, be reassured that everything that's currently in circulation is totally fine.
Now, we're hearing from the Biden administration that this mix-up will not impact the government's promise to get everybody a vaccine by the end of May. Do you agree? Will it have an impact on the way we get these shots out the door and into people's arms?
Look, the Biden administration certainly has insight into vaccine supply, and if they're confident that every American or that there's going to be enough supply for every American by the end of May, I think that's really fantastic news. I am worried about the next step, which is I think at some point very soon, the supply is going to catch up with demand. And the main problem moving forward is not having enough vaccine, but making vaccine access convenient and easy, because I think we focus so much on talking about vaccine hesitancy. And yes, that is a real issue. But I think a lot of the issue, too, is it just is hard for people to get a vaccine, to sign up and to wait for a long time to try to navigate these vaccine sites. So we need to get vaccines to people in workplaces, in churches, in schools. That's what we should really be focused on.
Well, you know, you make a good point, Dr. Wen. We've been talking to health officials in states around the country recently in Alaska, Oklahoma. These are states that are now opening their vaccines to people who are 16 years of age and older. On the surface, it sounds like a good thing, right? But we're also hearing from those places that one of the reasons that's happening is because there's some hesitancy and not enough people are signing up for the shots.
Right. And we have to address that hesitancy. We have to answer people's questions and address their concerns. But I also think that there are millions of people who may not actually be hesitant, but who are working multiple jobs, who are caring for their parents and young children, it's just going to be hard for them to actually sign up to get a vaccine. And so that's why the additional focus on making sure that there is vaccine available in every doctor's office, in every community pharmacy, what President Biden has said about having people go no more than 5 miles to get a vaccine. I actually think people should not have to go more than half a mile to get a vaccine. We really need people to have vaccine available so that vaccination becomes the easy and convenient choice to protect oneself and people around them too.
Dr. Lena Wen, professor of public health at George Washington University, also author of the forthcoming book, Lifelines, A Doctor's Journey in the Fight for Public Health. Doctor, thanks for all you do. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Peter.